Alaska's congressional delegation has voted to tighten regulations on credit cards and to allow loaded guns in national parks. The credit card reform legislation passed the Senate and House this week and now goes to the president for his signature. From Washington, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The credit card bill prohibits companies from raising interest rates on existing balances unless a customer falls 2 months behind on minimum payments. It also requires simple contract language and advance notice of interest rate changes. And anyone under the age of 21 would need a parent or guardian to co-sign on a credit card. Senator Mark Begich was a co-sponsor of the bill, which passed the Senate on an overwhelming vote of 90-5 Monday. His spokeswoman, Julie Haskett, says Begich's offices have heard from many Alaskans upset by credit card company practices.
We have had a number of folks calling us in the past 4 months over getting these letters about interest rates going up dramatically for no reason or fees being increased. A lot of calls. We were quite surprised, actually, how many people were giving us a call on that issue. So it seemed like one small thing we can do to make people's lives easier, which is fix these predatory practices and these arbitrary rates that they're imposing.
The credit card bill also included an amendment that would let visitors to national parks carry loaded guns as long as they abide by local state rules. It garnered the support not only of Republicans, but 27 Senate Democrats, many from Western states. Haskett says Begich strongly supported it.
There's really no reason why you shouldn't be able to have the guns in the national parks if you're a safe gun owner, if you're following the law.
Gun control advocates say there's no reason people need guns in national parks and blame the National Rifle Association for exerting its influence over Congress. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence called the vote reckless. Alaska's Republicans, Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young, supported the Guns in Parks amendment. Young says while it is odd to lump a gun law onto a credit card bill, he voted for it and says he's not surprised to see gun issues are getting a lot of attention these days.
The Senate and the House both recognize that this is, under the Obama administration, this is probably the most watched issue now because they're feeling of this transitional type of government. Gives the government so much control over everybody's lives every day that people are willing to buy arms, buy ammunition to defend themselves. And I think this is what this is all about.
President Obama is expected to sign the credit card bill with its attached gun amendment by Memorial Day. Guns are already allowed in many of Alaska's national parks through ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, which was enacted nearly 30 years ago. National Park Service spokesman John Quinley in Anchorage.
The largest difference in Alaska is that the great majority of the acres that the National Park Service manages have been open to carrying firearms since those areas were established in 1980 by ANILCA, the Alaska Lands Act. So the large northern parks, Gates of the Arctic, the Noatak, Wrangell St. Elias, those have already been open for carrying firearms in most places in the park.
Quinley says parks older than ANILCA would be affected by the new gun rules if they're signed into law.
Those areas have been closed to carrying firearms, and that would include the old section of Denali, which would be the entrance area and along the wilderness area along the park road, portions of Katmai, including Brooks Camp, portions of Glacier Bay, including the Bartlett Cove developed area.
Right before the Bush administration left office, it lifted restrictions on guns in national parks that had been around since the Reagan era. However, that didn't last long because a federal judge blocked the Bush policy just a couple months later. Initially, the Obama administration said the Interior Department would review the policy, but Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn sidestepped that with his Guns in Parks amendment, which now looks poised to become law. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.